All right, you guys, welcome to Fort Carson. I'm Sergeant First Class Stone. I'm the USAR.
About 20 people from Colorado high schools are huddled in a group at the sprawling Army base just outside Colorado Springs. Teachers, counselors, administrators, it's cold, it's windy, and it is snowing.
You guys just so happen to pick the best day of the year to come.
They are nevertheless forging ahead with this day-long tour of the base, led around a fleet of military vehicles, troop carriers and the like, some weighing 30-plus tons. The educators climb in and out of the various rigs, supervised by soldiers in their full battle garb. Army Captain and recruiter Wes Barber says recruiting strategy used to be focused on the bravery and the thrill inherent in military life.
That bravado that you're talking about, there are still folks out there that want that. There are still folks out there that just want to serve their country.
Yet Barber says to reach the Trump administration's higher recruitment goals, the Army has to appeal to more than a young person's sense of adventure. He's hoping to show these teachers the military is a smart, professional, and academic choice for career-minded kids.
I would conjecture that when you join the military, you are in fact choosing college.
That's Larry Beer. He's an education services specialist with the Army. The teachers are listening to Beer speak in a large gymnasium, an enormous American flag taking up much of the wall behind them. Beer says the Army can be part of a serious collegiate plan right from the start, explaining recruits can earn college credit through their training process, even in basic training. There are more than 150 career options in the Army.
Those represent IT, they represent medical fields, HR, logistics. Anyone heard of Amazon?
The Army is pushing this more academically-minded approach in tours like this, and also in broad new efforts online, through social media, fielding teams in video game tournaments, and more. David Armstrong is an English teacher at Los Animas High School. He says the tour is broadening his perspective of what the Army can provide.
Their job is not just to carry a gun and a 50-pound backpack and go shoot people. You know, it's to, in some cases, be an operating room specialist.
All the teachers here have volunteered to come on this tour, and everyone I speak with is coming away with a positive impression of the options in the Army. The teachers are also having some fun while they're at it. They move on to a series of semi-trailers posted side by side in a parking lot. Inside, several stations, imitating the driver's seats of some of those vehicles the teachers were shown earlier. The windshields are replaced by flat-screen televisions, and the teachers take part in an elaborate simulation of a video game, really. Kate Bridgman is taking her turn behind the wheel.
I'm the English language development teacher at Cheyenne Mountain High School.
Many of her students are green card holders, considering the military as a path to citizenship. She's never been on Fort Carson. After living and working near it for years, she's glad she's getting a more thorough understanding of it.
As an educator, I need to look at all avenues for my kids, what they're ready for, what they're looking for, and that the military has certainly developed a much more diverse kind of approach.
While Bridgman's here, she's not above taking her own diverse approach to driving the simulator, going as fast as she can and crashing her virtual truck. Which, incidentally, crashes the whole system, necessitating a hard reboot.
Go ahead and get in the prone firing position.
The tour ends with a visit to a virtual firing range. Sergeant Chris England has the teachers lay down with their imitation AR-15s.
Okay. Everybody's ready to go.
While the Army might be more than just shooting a gun is definitely still part of it. In Colorado Springs, I'm Dan Boyce.